Can you hear me all right back there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want everybody to try to hear me, if you can. I feel like God's got something for us tonight. In fact, I know He does. And there's so many things going on in this world today. People are just mistreated. Things going backwards. Seems like everybody has a burden. Seems like things is going backwards. But you know, God's still on the throne.
Amen.
And He's still blessing us. Amen. Now, I realize that. And I realize that a lot of times when people are like this, they need a message to kind of strengthen them in the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm not a Joel Osteen, and I want you to know that. But I do know that God is able. I do know that God is able to do all things. And He looks after His children. I will know that. I do know that.
Yes, He does.
So, if you have your Bible tonight, I want you to turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. You know, we as Christians have something that the world does not have. And I want to share a few things with you about that tonight. Now, for you that don't know me, and I think most of you do, I've been here before several times. But if you don't know me, and sometimes you can know me and still not know me, but if you don't know me, I want to tell you this. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody can save anybody.
That's right.
Amen. And so you understand that tonight. And if you'll listen fast, then I'll preach fast, and then you can have some more preaching.
Hey.
I want to say this before we preach, though, that we're going to have to slip out just in a little while because of a death in the family. We got a call a while ago. I hate to do it, but if we get up and leave before he gets through, don't worry about it. We still love you in the Lord anyway. And you're one of the best preachers I ever heard, and I want to say that to you. Amen. I enjoy listening to this man of God right here preach the word.
Amen.
Now, in Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says if you'll stand again, I don't want you to go to sleep on me now. All right, so I'll just have you stand one more time for honoring the word of God. Paul, verse 1, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is cometh unto you, and as is it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day that you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As also ye learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You know, I just love it when somebody comes up to me and say, I've been praying for you. I pray for you every day. That just thrills my heart. Makes me feel real good. Here was Paul here telling those people in Colossae. He says, we pray for you and desire that you might be filled in the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Lord, we thank you that it was a privilege and honor to stand behind this holy pulpit tonight, Lord, to preach the word of God, Lord. We don't want to stand alone, and we're not standing alone, Lord. We want you to preach through us tonight, Lord. As we stand here, we ask that you would just have your right in the hearts of the lives of each one that are here tonight, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, if there's one here that's not saved, Lord, may this be the time, Lord, that they will come to know you as their personal Savior, Lord. Time is getting short, Lord, and it could go out without knowing Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you just give them this second chance tonight, Lord, that they might come to know you as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, for all these Christians here tonight. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you just bless them tonight, Lord. And Lord, if there's one here that's not in the will of God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just bless them tonight. And Lord, may they come and give their all to you, Lord. Be surrendered to you. Thank you, Lord, for the other preachers that are here tonight. We thank you for them to come in tonight, Lord. And I pray that you'll bless them. And Lord, I also pray that you'll bless Brother Paul tonight as he breaks the bread of life to us now. Amen. Now, Lord, preach through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Have you ever noticed that people today, or the devil today, will tell you who you're not? You ever noticed that? If you listen to him, he'll tell you. He said, you're not a Christian. Now, God's message is always what we are, isn't it? He shares with us what we are. And the devil will have us living under our circumstances, but the Lord will have us living up above the circumstances and feeling sorry for the world. You see, Paul begins his letter here to the church at Colossae, saying by declaring it who he was and who they were. And if you look in the books that Paul wrote, you'll see that most of the time he will start out saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ and his will. Now, he said to them this time, he said to the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, and as long as you remember tonight who you are, what you're doing here, and where you're going, you can have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how the world is being turned upside down, you can still have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's the only way that you can have victory over the devil, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that's able to, and because he's already got victory over the devil, and he wants us to have victory over the devil, because if the devil had victory over us, then we'd walk around here with a mouth, having a pooch mouth disease, and looking at people like, Lord, what you're doing looking at me. I'm glad that I'm able tonight to be seen. Amen. I'm glad tonight at my age, glad to be anywhere. Amen. But I one day, thank God, I'm going to heaven. Amen. I hope that every one of you can say that today. I don't want to chase rabbits tonight. I really don't. But I want to give you something tonight that will let you go home with, okay? And then you can think about it next week. You can think about it week after next and say, Brother James said this from the Word of God, and I believe it, and I believe that you can be blessed even after this service is over with tonight. Not because I preach. I want you to see Jesus Christ high and lifted up tonight. I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to look at me. I just want you to hear the Word of God and to know that Jesus Christ, He is the great I Am. Amen. It's not us. It's not you. It's Him. Amen. Amen. Now, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, He said, do not cease to pray for you. There are five things given this chapter 1 that mark the privileges of the believer. Five. What does the number for five mean? Grace. Amen. Amen. Grace. God give us grace. We got abundant grace. Let's grab a hold of that grace and live for Jesus. Amen. Yes, he gives it to us freely. It doesn't cost us anything. Now, it's going to cost us something if we live like we ought to. And I told the church like that Sunday night, we need to live a clean, consecrated, separated life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. And in this world that we're living in, of sin and a corruption and all of this, we need that more than anything I know of. Yeah. for people to be able to see us walking down the street or walking down the road or meet us in the car, wherever they might see us, say, there goes a Christian. I can see the glow on his face.
Amen.
How many of us can people say about that? I say that about us. Huh? Think about it. You see, Paul called these believers at Colossae by two names. What were they? Saints and brethren. You see, the word saint means holy or godly.
Amen.
And that's the way God wants us to be. One who has been regenerated. None of us could claim that before we were saved, but salvation made us a saint.
Amen.
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 A lot of people don't. They claim to be saved and don't act like it. I realize that. But they're going to have to take that up with God. I want to be a person, a Christian, that people can look at me and say, there goes a Christian.
Amen.
And I'm honest about that. I know I sin and come short of the glory of God every day. I know that. But I confess my sin. The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord for that too. You see, the word brethren means kinsmen of the same family.
Amen.
Thank God for the family that we have been born into. And that's the family of God.
Amen.
I'd love to turn loose tonight and just sing Family of God for you. But I can't do it. Amen. I can't sing. All right. There's a position here which believers have is an honored position, and we ought to respect it the same way. We ought to respect the church. But in this day and time, there's not a lot of respect in the church anymore, is it?
That's right.
We ought to respect the man of God. But a lot of times now, people do not respect the man of God.
Right.
I'm just telling you the truth, and you know it. Not much respect for God. There's not much respect for the house of God. There's not much respect for the man of God. But I thank God that I'm a Christian, that I'm part of the family of God.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Now, number two is this. First of all, our position. Now, our portion in verse 2. I'm not going to take time to read all of it. I'll just read just portions of it. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The world would say to us today, what's the use in being a Christian? Or what profit is there in living right and serving God? Let me give you an answer to that. It's this. It's a million reasons. Here are two that will meet every need of life. First of all, there's grace. Well, it's all that we need to face everything in this life.
Amen.
Grace. God's grace. God's marvelous grace.
Yeah.
If it's battles, if suffering, if it's disappointments or whatever,
yes,
grace is all we need to face it. And then there's that peace that is that which keeps us calm in the midst of all the trouble in the world before us. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Take that.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us? We have a portion in Jesus Christ. If we have grace for every need and peace for whatever happens, then we have no need for anything else this world has to offer. And I'm here to tell you, Christians, this world doesn't offer us anything. Don't have anything for me. If I go home to be with the Lord tonight, I'll be better off.
Amen.
And I'm sort of looking forward to that time. Amen?
Yes.
It comes a time in your life, you know, when you sort of look for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave my wife, my children, my family. No. But if I do, I want them to know that I got a better home and they can come be with me one day. It's going to be just a little while and they can come be with me.
Amen.
There's so many people today that can't say that. And I praise the Lord that most of mine are saved, or they claim to be anyway.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
All right? We don't have much to be offered for this world, do we? By this world? All right, let's look at something else. There's our practice. We ought to be practicing Christians.
Yeah.
Practice what you preach.
Yes, sir.
Practice what you say you are. Practice what you live.
Hey.
I preached a message one day on practicing Christian. Practicing being a Christian. You say, well, I didn't know we had to practice to be a Christian. Well, if you practice to be a Christian, you'll be a better Christian. And if you trust the Lord a little bit more, you'll be a better Christian.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody in here tonight, including myself and these other preachers, I think every one of us here tonight could be a little bit closer to the Lord.
Amen.
If you come in here tonight and don't do anything about your soul situation, you're going to leave out of this door, or that door, in a worse shape than you came in.
Yes, sir.
We never go to a service when we leave the same way. You think about it. It's just like blood pressure. I went and had my blood pressure checked the other day. It was 101 over 58. I said, Lord, that ain't never been that low. Somebody said at the church, says, you did, ain't you? And I said, praise the Lord, not yet. But you know, I noticed blood pressure goes up and down. That's the way a whole lot of Christians are. You see them one day, next day, woo! Glory, hallelujah! You know it's the truth, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Our practice. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. I don't say today that every Christian is happy, but I say one thing, every Christian can be happy, and the happy Christian is a practicing Christian. I want to give you an example of that. Five things here are given in the next four verses that describe the real life of a practicing Christian. Let's look at it. First of all, giving of thanks. I wonder how many of us just sit down to the table and start eating and don't ask the blessing. Thank God for the food. I've seen preachers go into restaurants. I'd watch them just to see what they're going to do. And some of them did not disappoint me because I looked at them. They couldn't hardly wait to get that fork and that chicken and put it to the mouth. Never bowing the head. Maybe they would say if I asked them, we had it run through our mind and we blessed it without anybody seeing us. Well, maybe so. I ain't going to say. But I'll tell you something. We give thanks to God for everything, our food that we eat, our clothes on our back, our shoes on our feet. Thank God for His blessings. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you don't know it, I'm just going to tell you this real quickly in passing. I look at things maybe different than some of you. I had my shoulder operated on April the 12th, I believe it was. I'm still in rehab already now. But somebody says, well, you know, I don't see how you do that. I said, well, I thank God that I got a shoulder to hurt. I know some people don't have shoulders that can be hurt. I thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen. That I got a shoulder. We ought to be thankful for everything we got. Because if it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't have anything. He's everything to us. Amen. You see, we give Him thanks. We exercise faith. The Bible says this in verse 4, since we heard of your faith, Then we demonstrate our love, it says in verse 4 also, and of the love which you have to all the saints. And then there's that revealing hope in verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. By the way, I want to let you know I have an also salvation. I have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, yes.
Amen.
But I have an also salvation. I know I'm going to be with Jesus one day.
That's right.
Amen.
And that makes me happy. I'm a happy Christian.
Amen.
Yes, things go wrong in our lives. We don't understand all of them. But you know, when it's over with, we trust the Lord a little bit more, don't we? God brought us through it. There's that revealing hope. And then there's that producing fruit. Verse 6. It says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you. See, what this world really needs is practicing Christians.
That's right.
Now let's go on to get number 4, and I'm trying to hurry. There's our prayer. Verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of God and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You see, prayer is talking to God. Reading your Bible is God talking to us.
Amen.
Now, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing. There's no earthly priest that we have to go to. There's the high priest that we go through.
Amen.
To the heaven of the Father.
Yes.
He's our advocate with the Father.
Yes.
Thank God for him. Amen. All right, let's go on. Prayer of the believer should never, never be for selfish reasons. I hear people say, well, I can't pray in public. They can get on a telephone and talk about people in public. So why can't we get in public and pray? Huh? If somebody's listening to your prayer, don't pay any attention to them. You're not talking to them, you're talking to God about them, maybe.
Maybe.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. We pray to selfish reasons and never for self-glory. We should not pray for self-glory. Everything that we do ought to be for the glory of God. People get up, they'll sing, they'll get upset. Don't nobody say amen. Huh. I'm not singing for them, I'm singing for God.
Amen.
I'm not doing too much for that, but anyway, I try. He takes it and uses it. You know why? Because I don't sing it for self-glory, I sing it for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go on. Amen. What is the prayer? 9 through 11 is a model prayer for every Christian. Verse 9, he says, for the knowledge of his will. There may be people sitting here tonight that is claiming to be saved and don't know the will of God for their life. You see, God's will is that none should perish, but all come to repentance, yes. But what after that? Are we going to sit back and do nothing? Let's seek God's will, what He wants us to do for Him.
Yes.
For the knowledge of His will, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. And then in verse 10 it says, we pray for a worthy walk, that you might walk worthy of the Lord. Verse 10, for a fruitful life, be fruitful in every good work.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Verse 11, for a strengthened life, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. Yes. His glorious power. Yes. This is a channel here that only a believer has, and that the world will never have unless they come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will not hear a prayer of a lost person unless it's the sinner's prayer. Lord, save me for Christ's sake. All right, let's get to the last one. And that's our praise.
Amen.
Verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father. What is that? That's praise unto the Father, isn't it? Amen. A lot of people don't believe in shouting this day and time. I know when I got saved, I was 17 years old when I got saved. They come told me and said, come on to the prayer room. I didn't know what a prayer room was. But I followed those men of God and those Christians. We got out there on an old oak tree when it was pretty weather. We got out there in a barn right beside of it when it was bad weather. We prayed the power of God down back then.
Amen.
We began to shout in there. Even as a 17-year-old boy, I shouted.
Amen.
And it ain't gone yet. It's just a little farther apart. But we'd walk into church shouting. The power of God would fall into church. People get saved. One room church. No Sunday school rooms, anything. Prayer room outside or in Old Barn. I've been in Old Barn when it's carrying tobacco out. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, carrying tobacco out, it was so hot in there, you'd be sweating like, you know, I am now, not quite that bad. But anyway, we had a good time. Come to the house of God, people act like they're afraid somebody's going to say something about them if they praise the Lord. Well, I'm here to tell you, let them say what they want to. If you're saved, you ought to be praising the Lord tonight and thank God for what He's done for you, what He's doing for you now, and what He's going to do for you. Because in verse 13 through 14 says, it's praise to God for what He has done for every believer. Now in verse 12 we find out we're to praise God because we have been made partakers of the heavenly inheritance. It says here in verse 12, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, let's go on. Verse 13, because we have been delivered. Who's delivered us from the power of darkness? Jesus, amen. He has forgiven us. And that's the next thing. Verse 14, because we have been forgiven. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
You see, it's His blood.
Yes.
Been applied to our heart and our life. That we're even made righteous enough to go to heaven.
Yes.
It's His righteousness, not ours.
Amen.
Our righteousness are filthy rags in the sight of God.
Right.
But we're through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have an inheritance in Him. And we got a better home to go to if you're saved.
Amen.
I want to just share that with you and do it close. You see, that the believer has a reason to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Every morning when we get up, we ought to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Every time we eat, we ought to praise the Lord. Every day that we live, we ought to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me say something to you. He's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
And if we don't praise Him down here, I wonder what we're going to do up yonder if we get to go. If you're not saved, you're missing these privileges that I've been talking about tonight. Let's bow our heads. We're going to sing one verse of an invitation. If you need to come tonight, do so. Brother Sisk is coming to preach, and I'm sure he's going to give one. But you know what? Jesus might come back before He gets up here.
That's right.
You may not have another opportunity.
That's right, Lord.
I tell everybody that I can. In our services, we don't close them out without having an invitation. I don't care if it's a singing, whatever it might be. I feel like that you need to have an opportunity. Father, again, we thank you for the word. We ask, Lord, that you'll work in the hearts of each one. Thank you for the ones already come, Lord, and has a burden on his heart, and I know that. Yes. Lord, I pray that you'll take that burden.
Please.
Lord, take care of it. Lord, I ask that you would just have you right away in the remaining part of this service tonight as Brother Sis comes to preach. May you preach through him tonight, Lord.
Please.
Thank you again for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand, please? One verse of invitation. Would you come? This verse.